Our boat slid easily through the waves, three abreast, a friendly current bearing us coastward. We rowed in shifts, taking turns at the oars to stave off exhaustion, though I felt so strong that for nearly an hour I refused to give them up. I lost myself in the rhythm of the strokes, my arms tracing long ellipses in the air, as if pulling something toward me that refused to come. Hugh manned the oars opposite me, and behind him, at the bow, sat Emma, her eyes hidden beneath the brim of a sun hat, head bent toward a map spread across her knees. Every so often she'd look up from her map to consult the horizon, and just the sight of her face in the sun gave me energy I didn't know I had. I felt like I could row forever, until Horace shouted from one of the other boats to ask how much ocean was left between us and the mainland, and Emma squinted back toward the island, and then down at her map, measuring with spread fingers, and said, somewhat doubtfully, 7 kilometers. But then Millard, who was also in our boat, muttered something in her ear, and she frowned and turned the map sideways and frowned again, then said, 8.5. As the words left her mouth, I felt myself,